paid 260 euros for a pair of Crocs, man. Those shoes pretty much broke my foot.
It's only going downhill from here.
What up, guys? This is Josh.
And this is Fobs. And this is the Kickback Pod.
And we are back. Another episode of the Kickback Pod. I'm your host, JD. And we have been, personally, me and Fabian, we've been looking forward to this episode because it is at, we're already at the halfway point this year. It's the end of June. So we are going to right now give out our mid-season awards. Each of us have five sneakers. We're going to go through the list. I haven't seen his sneakers. He hasn't seen mine. We're going to reveal them on the pod. So yeah, pretty excited to do that. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Living life. You know, I'm in Italy, relaxing in the sun on vacation, eating ice cream every day. Was at a wedding last weekend. And at this point, shout out Daniele. Congratulations on your beautiful, beautiful day. But yeah, man, I'm doing good. I'm excited. Like you said, it's been a long 6 months. And I have to say, it was incredibly difficult to pick a top five, and I may have cheated a little bit because I already did this episode with Oshuan, the German podcast that I'm on. I did switch up a couple of picks to keep people guessing, you know, like, oh, what's Fab's gonna pick? And that has obviously given me the opportunity to pick more than just five across the two podcasts. So I'm sorry for cheating. But I'm super excited, and I'm very, very excited to hear your list because I have a feeling it's going to be very different to mine, but I predict we're going to have one overlap.
Yeah, I think so too. By the way, man, nothing is official until it's done in English. You should know that, man. Come on.
That's true.
This is the official FOB top five list, man.
It's true, and I had a little bit of extra time to do this one, so there's been a couple of drops in the last couple days of the month that I'm happy that I was able to squeeze in.
Yeah, for me too, it was really difficult to come up with this list because there was, like, for me, no, like, standout sneakers that I would say, okay, this one is by far the sneaker of the year, you know, like, because there's so many really good contenders that it was tough to kind of separate them, in my opinion. But I had quite a difficult time too narrowing it down to, like, the top five. But excited to get started. So first of all, shout out of the week to our fan of the week. So our fan of the week is Jao Almeida. So this was the first time, actually, me and Fabian actually met him in person. So this was actually the first time we both have met a listener in person. So shout out to Zhao, and thanks for listening to the pod, man. And hope to see you again soon, man, for sure.
Yeah, shout out Zhao. Big ups. Super nice meeting you.
Yeah, definitely. So let's move on to latest pickups, man. So it looks like both of us have a common pickup this week. I'll let you talk about it first.
Yeah, so we teased it a little bit last episode, the Nike Air Jordan 4 Canvas. And I said on the podcast, I went on record and I said, if I cop this shoe, I am starting a new customizing trend. I think I'm still confident in my abilities, but I realize now that maybe I was a little bit too cocky and arrogant. So it's going to be really funny if I do this customization and then it just bombs and everyone's like, oh, that's whack. But I'm super excited to basically change up this Air Jordan 4 because the canvas is great for customizing. And I guess at the end of the day, the most important thing is that I like it, that I'm going to wear them. And yeah, really stoked to get that pair. How, like, have you got yours in hand? How do you like it?
Yeah, they just arrived actually today. And I gotta say, man, I really like the colorway of the shoe. I know that they're intended to, you know, paint and do whatever, you know, like customize it, like you said. But it just, like, really reminds me of the Jordan 4 off-whites, like the colorway, right?
That's because exactly what I thought as well. And when I had it in hand, mine arrived recently as well, I was like, shit, these are so nice. I don't know if I want to customize them, but I have to now.
Well, if you do want to customize them, I should let you know, I did manage to also get that pair in your size. I told you I was going to try on the sneakers app for you. So if you wanted to customize one pair and another pair, just like keep it classic, keep it Virgil, then you can totally have that pair as well. Just in case you wanted that option. But I gotta say, man, in person, it's like a really nice canvas. It's like a softer material. It feels like a more premium canvas. And the colorway, man, the colorway is just super fire. It's the closest thing to the Off-White 4s. Really actually like this pair. It's also not even reselling for a lot. Like, it's barely going above retail, so surprising. And they're supposed to be, just for my US listeners, they're supposed to be the official release in the month of August. And also, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see the other canvas pair coming out in August, the black canvas?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not a huge fan of the black one, I have to be honest. I mean, generally, I'm not a huge fan of all black shoes. And I feel like a lot of the details and the material details get lost on that. But it's definitely a super stealthy pair. And the thing about canvas as well, it's not just good for customizing. It's a material that ages really well with wear. It's a little bit like denim in that, you know, it frays, it gets scuffed up, it gets scratches, and you kind of really make that pair your own. And I can see the black pair being really good for that.
I actually think the opposite of you. I think that black pair is going to be the more coveted of the two because it's the closest Jordan 4 so far to the M&M 4s. If you look at the colorway, it's like, it's basically the M&M 4 colorway. It's like the poor man's M&M 4s. So I feel like people are really going to go after that pair pretty hard. Let's see. That's what I think. Apologize if you guys can hear a dog barking in the background. My dog is going crazy right now because the doorbell rang. So, yeah. Anyways, what else did you pick up?
So I got the Stone Island New Balance Fuel Cell RC Elite V2 in the second colorway. If you remember, the first colorway was this really beautiful all-white colorway that, you know, I just decided to customize and dye a dark green. And this colorway that just was sent to me actually by Stone Island, shout out Stone Island for that. This colorway has a neon green mesh base and then these really nice maroon burgundy dark red suede overlays. And if you know the shoe, if you've seen the shoe before, it's got this kind of like bursting effect of like the upper or the lower base layer of the upper kind of bursting through the suede, which is really cool. And the dual color here really brings that to light. So big fan of those. They're super, super comfortable. And then I got a surprise pickup, actually. Josh, you were with me when
I witnessed it.
Exactly. The other day when we were having dinner, I looked at my phone and I saw that one of my StockX bids was accepted. I obviously put in the bid. I wanted the shoe. I shouldn't be too surprised, but it was just like right before my vacation. And I was like, oof, damn. Okay. I guess I'm going to have a little bit less money on this vacation for ice cream. I got the Salomon XT6 Yuka Sun Baked, which in my opinion is one of the best generally Salomon colorways of the past few years. I believe this one came out a couple seasons ago, so it's not a current one. That's why I had to dip into StockX, and there was only one pair in one size online. Really, really happy to get the pair. I saw one in person actually the other week, coincidentally, and it just kind of underlined the fact that for me, this is the best colorway. It's got this like beautiful kind of light blue, baby blue with this sand, almost white colorway. And those colors play really well. It's a beautiful summer shoe. So I'm super, super happy about those. And then my last pickup, it's been a busy couple weeks for me, as you can tell, is the Coldwall Converse Sponge CX Crater, which I like to call the Yeezy Foam Runner from Mars, if that makes sense. It's got this kind of very spacey vibe, even more so than the Foam Runner, in my opinion, because the foam used on this has a lot of dimples. It basically looks like you're landing on a foreign planet with these shoes, and it's got a sock embedded in it as well, like this nice Flyknit material sock. So super excited to have those in the rotation. Another really, really nice, comfortable summer shoe, and something that probably not a lot of people are going to wear, which is what makes me most excited about this shoe.
Yeah, that pair, I feel like if aliens were to invade the Earth, they would be rocking that. That's like the most alien looking shoe I've seen released this year easily.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you've got a pretty alien looking pickup as well. You want to talk us through that one?
Yeah, that's true. So I finally picked up probably the pair of shoes that I wanted the most last year, but I wasn't able to cop. But I finally got it this year. Thankfully, the Salehe Pollex Clog. I got it in that Stratus colorway or that white colorway. And I actually bought two pairs because the first pair, I bought it in my size. I paid resale for it. And I had no idea that clogs fit incredibly massive. Like, I felt like I could have gone five sizes down, like, when I put them on. They were so big. So I ended up getting a size down. I ordered them from eBay, and they arrived. They fit pretty good. Still not like a perfect fit. Thankfully the shoe comes with that strap at the back so I can tighten it. But I've heard like a lot of people telling me on Instagram that they threw their clogs in the dryer and just ran it for 10 minutes and then the clogs fit perfectly after that, which I'm scared to try, to be honest. But yeah, let's see if that happens. But I love these. I love, love, love these. Beautiful, man. I used to hate Crocs. I'm surprised that that company even exists because I thought they would like go bankrupt after 2008. But they're still around. And I love what Salehe did here. He basically completely redesigned the shoe from the ground up and literally put his fingerprint all over the shoe. That's what the design is based off of, his fingerprint. Really, really nice pair. Very comfortable. This is easily going to go down as like my most worn shoe this summer, maybe this year.
I think it's like super dependent on what colorway you get as well, right? Like the Stratus white colorway, I've seen that on people on social media and it looks amazing and fits because it's like the design is very out there, but the colorway isn't, you know? But then I've seen someone wear in person, like in Berlin, I've seen someone wear that green colorway and it's interesting to look at, but maybe it was because the guy just wasn't wearing them right, but it just looked terrible. Like it's almost like you just can't wear them without looking like a fool. So I really appreciate the design and I love it too. But I think for people who might not be the biggest fashion aficionados, be careful what colorway you pick. That's all that I would say.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is a Croc after all, and Crocs are a bit difficult to style in outfits without looking like a clown. So like, yeah, they're not the easiest shoe to style. I do agree that a white colorway is probably the easiest one. That's why I ended up getting it. And my other pickup, first pair of these ever, I got myself a pair of Sambas, the Wales Bonner Sambas, because man, I've been seeing this on the gram and I've just wanted this pair. Beautiful colorway, white with the green stripes, and of course it's got these really funky laces which look dope. He did a great job. Wales Bonner absolutely killed it, and I'm loving this pair a lot. And it seems like it's Samba season, man, because all those guys who were rocking Dunks a couple of years ago or last year, I see them all rocking Sambas now. So feels like Sambas and Gazelles are the new wave. But yeah, I'm happy with this pair for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a good pickup. And I love how you've stayed true to your New Year's resolution of buying different shoes, because a lot of these pickups, not just today, but like in general over the past 6 months, have been shoes that JD Kick 6 from 2021, 2020, 2019 probably wouldn't even have considered buying. So I think that's dope that, like, I just want to say, like, put it on the record, and I think a lot of people feel the same way, a lot of your followers, that you're kind of expanding your sneaker repertoire. So I just want to give you a shout out there at this point.
Yeah, man, definitely. That was my goal. Thank you, by the way. That was definitely my goal this year, to try out different stuff. And it's really kept it interesting, and it keeps that, you know, that love for sneakers alive, you know, just when you, because like when you see the same shoe all the time over and over again, it was just kind of like, making me think like, oh man, this is just getting kind of stale and boring. So just opening my eyes to other brands has been pretty awesome. And yeah, let's get into this top five because we might see some in there. So how do you want to do this, man? Like, you do one, I do one.
Yeah,
should we count down like 5 to 1 that way?
Yeah, let's alternate. I'll start with 5, then you do 5, and then we can go like that.
Okay. Do you have any very quick honorable mentions or not?
I've got a lot of honorable mentions. A lot.
But just like, just super quick, like without going into like full details or anything.
I mean, honestly, off the top of my head, there's probably way too many. The hidden New York, Salomon's, the Salomon ACS Pro Vanilla. What's it called? Vanilla Ice. Then you've got, you know, a couple of the Ama Manier Jordans. The Jordan 2 I thought was really dope. A lot of the SB Dunks, the St. Patty SB Dunk I thought was really, really nice. A lot of stuff from Nike, New Balance, the Joe Fresh Goods 9060. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, what's on your mind? Like, what kind of honorable mentions do you have?
Yeah, I think SB Dunks this year very strong. Although the hype is not there where it once was, that doesn't matter as far as like the sneakers go. I think SB Dunks have had a really good year. Some few to mention that I think are really good were the Paisley Dunks, the brown pair. That entire fruit pack I thought was pretty awesome, pretty strong. Also, this baseball dunk pack, really well done with all the little details on the shoe. So I think like definitely some SB Dunks to mention. And one more I just quickly wanted to mention was the 2002 R Protection Pack in that Japan colorway, the blue with the gray. The Protection Pack for me was the best sneaker that came out last year. It was also your number one. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more colorways this year, and I do think it's still a fire, absolutely fire shoe. And this was, for me, the best colorway to come out this year. Probably will end up being the best colorway this year. And yeah, I have that pair, and I think it's fire. So I just wanted to mention that real quick.
No, for sure. And I mean, there's some other ones as well, like the Travis Scott Nike Air Trainer 1, which I've said, mm-hmm, I've put mm-hmm on the record, is my favorite Travis shoe. I think it's his best shoe thus far. The Nike Sakai Vapor Waffle in the nylon white colorway. I really love that pair. The Nike Air Jordan 1 High Marina Blue, so the Reverse Royal. I don't want to give away too many because then it might be too easy to pick.
Yeah, out. Let's get into the top five.
Yeah, so I'll start. And on 5th place for me is the Cassina Nike Air Max 1 Made to Be Together. And this pair I thought was so incredible because, first of all, it's the Nike Air Max 1's anniversary this year. I believe it's the 35th year that it has existed. And we all predicted, or I predicted, that the Air Max 1 would have a huge year. I think supply chain issues, corona delays, all that kind of stuff has had an effect on it. We've seen the Travis. We've seen some other pretty decent Air Max 1s come out as well. But these ones, for me, were just the best because the concept was so good. And the story behind these is that they're inspired by Wonang ducks, which are a South Korean tradition where it's a set of carved wooden ducks that are gifted to newlywed couples. And they're literally made to be together like the newlyweds are. It's kind of like this whole, you know, play on marriage and love and all that kind of stuff. And since I'm getting married this year, it kind of struck a chord with me, which is quite nice. And if you look at the materials and the colors used on this, there's 2 colorways, and both of them utilize like 5 different colorways. You got pony hair, you've got pebbled leather, you've got suede, rough suede, smooth suede, you've got, you know, obviously rubber and like a nice rubber translucent outsole. And the colors are just totally mismatched and give it this kind of really thought through vibe, in my opinion. You've got the embroidered mini swoosh on the toe box, which is obviously always a very welcome detail on Air Max 1s. So these came out in June, so they just scraped into the list. And Huge, huge fan of these. You've seen them, right? Like, what do you think about them?
I think that's a solid, solid pick, man, because that's definitely one of the best Air Max ones this year. I know, like, the people who are, like, diehard Air Max collectors, they were going crazy for this shoe. Everyone was trying to cop that Korean release. But it will be releasing, actually, in the EU in early July, I believe, because I see it loaded on the sneakers app. But, yeah, it's a great, great pair, man. And I actually didn't even know that whole story behind it, behind the ducks and all that. So that even adds more like specialness to that shoe. That's a great shout, man. And my number five, also an Air Max one.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
So there's like, I would say like there's three shoes here because it's the Concepts Air Max one.
Ah, okay.
So it's those pairs that were, I know you weren't a big fan of these. You thought they were a bit loud, but, so basically like all three of these, themed after that Woodstock festival from the 60s, and I thought it was a great idea the way they incorporated that Woodstock theme. It was just, to me, it was just like a very, very well executed collab. And I know it's a pretty loud shoe, but I thought it just captured that whole spirit of Woodstock really well. There's a lot, of course, of different materials being used on the shoe. There's some acid denim, some bandana prints, and all kinds of crazy prints on there too. We had the bandana, we had some tiger camo, and I liked all three of them. I personally probably preferred that heavy colorway the best, mm-hmm. And then also the mellow is pretty good. And it was one of those shoes where like everything about it, like all of the crazy designs on it, the box of the shoe, I just thought like when I received that pair, I'm like, okay, I'm getting my money's worth here because there's a lot on the shoe. It's great quality. It looks amazing. It's one of those shoes that also, once again, I noticed that the people who love Air Maxes, they really love that pair. So
it's true.
I had to put that in there. The year of the Air Max, it seems like, and this is definitely one of the best Air Maxes. So that's my number five.
Yeah, it got a lot of love from a lot of people that I follow on social as well. And a lot of OGs as well that are big Air Max 1 fans or just, you know, swoosh fans in general and have been around for a while. I would have to say if I were making a bottom five list, these might be on it. But that's kind
of...
Yeah, I know. But that's the beauty of these lists, right? They're so personal. Everyone has different tastes. And I've said it in episodes. I probably said this exact thing last year when we recorded our episode for Best Shoes of the first 6 months of 2021. But the fact that it's so personal means that the community and the culture continues to stay so diverse, right? There, it feels like there's something for everyone, and you don't have to buy what everyone else is buying just because they're buying it, right? If you like something else, go ahead and buy it. And so why 100% respect you putting these in your top five, because I know that you really, really liked them when they arrived. I think you've worn them quite a bit as well. So not my flavor of the month, but I can respect that you like them. So
definitely. Let's hear number four.
Yeah, so my number four is also probably an unexpected one, and it's the District Vision New Balance Fuel Cell RC Elite. So it's the same shoe that Stone Island collaborated on, but District Vision is a LA-based running brand, I would say. They bring the worlds of fashion and running together like few do. And I think they live in that space where over the last few years, running has become really cool, right? People wear running and performance shoes as leisure shoes or lifestyle shoes. People are wearing short shorts or running shorts in outfits, or, you know, when you're in warmer climates, you might wear, you know, I can never pronounce this, but it starts with a G, Giakasu, Nike gear, or Matthew Williams made some training and running gear as well for Nike. And I think District Vision did a really amazing job with this New Balance Fuel Cell RC Elite. They basically took the shoe, which is a hyper performance running shoe, and they did an all black colorway and they did an all white colorway. And these shoes, both of them, both colorways, have these reflective strips on the upper that District Vision added. And reflective detailing is District Vision's whole shtick, if you will. They run at night, And if you're a runner, you want to be safe, you want to be seen, so you're going to wear a lot of reflective gear. And I love that they gave this shoe a reflective update. They kept it very, very simple, very minimalist. The only thing they added was like a touch of branding, and then again, these reflective strips that are placed almost like plasters all over the top of the shoe, on the toe box and on the sides. And the result was just, for me, a very unexpected shoe. Something that, you know, I personally didn't buy this shoe because I saw it too late. I think you can still buy it actually on their site, but I'm not a runner and I already have this shoe from the Stone Island collaboration twice. So it wouldn't make much sense to buy this one, in my opinion, but I can appreciate the art. And for me, it was one of the four best shoes of this year.
But you need to buy it though, because what if you run at night?
That's a good point. Good thing is that I do not run. I just purely gym biceps every day.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. I had to honestly, man, I had to Google this while you were talking about the shoe, because I personally had never heard of it. It's an RC Fuel Elite with all these straps on it. It's an interesting looking shoe. It wasn't on my radar at all, and probably... if I saw it, I would probably just skip over it. So it's not really my favorite. But of course, man, respect your choices as well. I know you're a big fan of the Fuel Cell RC Elite. So definitely seems like a shoe made for you.
It's one of the most comfortable shoes. Like if there's any runners listening or anyone who loves to wear running shoes every day because of their comfort, this shoe is amazing. It's like, what was that shoe called? The... Virgil did a collab on it. Was it like the Vaporfly or something like that?
Zoomfly.
Just think of it as like a Zoomfly with like a double stacked sole. It's incredibly comfortable.
Nice. Okay. And my number four, actually another Air Max 1, which is very surprising. I never thought that would be the case. But I had to put this on here, and it's, in my opinion, his best shoe so far. The Travis Scott Air Max 1. So this was a shoe that, honestly, I was not really into at all when looking at pictures of it, because I've never historically been an Air Max 1 guy. But after I got the shoe, I was like, damn, this is actually a really well-executed collab. And then reading about like where the design inspiration came from, it's basically a cross between two shoes, the Air Max 1 and the Nike ACG Pocket Knife. And all you have to do is just Google the ACG Pocket Knife and you'll see how amazing of a shoe this is, because the way they combined the two shoes, they took elements from each other. I thought it was amazing. And all of the outdoorsy vibe of this sneaker, you know, you got the ACG laces, the materials used on the shoe, also really top quality. The tire print on the outsole, of course, like the swoosh itself had like these little beads on them. I've never really seen a beaded swoosh before on a Nike sneaker. So This sneaker had like so many insane details about it, which really made me appreciate it. Not something you really even notice in the pictures until you see it up close. So I actually really, really like the shoe after receiving them. And also, this is one of those shoes that every time I see them in person on someone's feet, I'm like, damn, those look fire. Both of the colorways, the brown and the yellow version too, both look absolutely fire. And previous Travis collabs, it was honestly, in my opinion, although the shoes did look good, they were kind of lazy, because it was like, take a normal shoe, like a Jordan 1, throw a reverse swoosh on it, and you're done. That's your collab. But it looks like with the Air Trainer 1 and with the Air Max 1, Travis has really, I don't know if it's Travis, but whoever's designing these sneakers, they've really stepped up in terms of like the design thought process and just like the overall quality of the shoe. They've seemed like much better collabs to me. And to me, out of all the Travis sneakers so far, this is probably the best done collab that he's done, the Air Max 1. And also the Air Trainer 1, it could have even been on this list, but I didn't want to put both of them on the list. So I had to choose what I thought would be the best of the two, which was the Air Max 1.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was you who's telling me that the ACG inspiration, all that kind of stuff, where like they took the design details from the pocket knife, right, the Nike ACG pocket knife. And I will still maintain that I do not like this shoe for Travis Scott. Like, in my opinion, maybe there's a story out there. Maybe Travis really, you know, messes with Air Force One. So please correct me if I'm wrong. I would love that. But for me, it just doesn't seem like he has much to do with an Air Max One, right? So for me, it's Nike putting their most hype collaborator with a shoe that they were trying to generate hype around this year for the anniversary. And all the details make it better, in my opinion, but I'm just not feeling it. Whereas the Travis Air Trainer 1, it's a much more Travis shoe, although, you know, he hasn't worn it in the past. He was more of a dunk person, but of course that was all planned, in my opinion, as well by Nike, having him wear dunks 6 months in the lead up to dunks being released and to create hype there. I think the Air Trainer 1 is like, it's an all-purpose shoe. It was created for, it was created by Tinker Hatfield for basically the everyday athlete doing everything. And it's a super robust shoe. It was worn by John McEnroe. It was worn by, I believe, Bo Jackson, although he could have worn a later version, maybe the Air Trainer 3. And for me, that's more kind of what Travis is about. He's got that, you know, aggressive, like, big party lifestyle, big concerts, concerts in, you know, places where your shoes are probably going to get dirty. And the Air Trainer 1 is a robust shoe in that sense, especially his, because it has a cover on it. So for me, it made more sense to pack the Air Trainer 1 with all these details. And as cool as the details and the inspiration is for the Air Max 1, I just don't feel the connection to Travis. That's why I'm just slightly not disappointed by it, because I think it's a nice shoe. And like you said, when I see it on person, in person on people, I think, wow, this shoe looks dope. But for me, it's just not a Travis shoe. You know what I mean? It could have been released as a non-Travis shoe and it would have been just as good, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. He has nothing to do with Air Max Ones, but like, they could have, you know, if they had just taken a normal Air Max One and thrown a reverse swoosh on it, like, I would have hated the shoe. But I think, like, just the amount of, like, outdoorsiness they added to the shoe to make it feel more like a Travis shoe, but they put his colorways on there too. I think, like, even though they were clearly trying to generate hype for the Air Max One, they definitely nailed it, in my opinion, on the execution side. And it came off as like a very, like, the final result came off as a very Travis looking shoe. So I think Nike just did a good job. Whoever designed and worked on this pair, I think, did a great job.
I mean, that's fair. I think a lot of people liked it. It obviously sold out for a reason. I mean, Travis Scott, but yeah, I think it's fair that you have it in your top five. I would have probably switched it out for the Air Trainer, but I'm glad that you said that it could have been either one or even both of them, right? Because I think you're right in the sense that both of these shoes are packed with a lot more detail than his Jordan ones were. You know, the Dunk was packed with a decent amount of details, and so was the Air Force One that dropped, or the second or third Air Force One that he dropped. But these ones, by far, I think the team that is working with him at Nike has taken it to the next level. And it makes me excited to see what's to come with Travis as well. Like, what other silhouettes they'll work on, what, you know, whether there are more silhouettes coming or not, but I'm just excited to see, yeah, what other details and kind of design inspirations they can come up with for future releases.
Yeah, totally, man. What's number three?
So number three is also a pickup for this week, and it's the Coldwall Converse Sponge CX Creator, which, damn. I mean, I raved about it when we started this episode. I'm going to rave about it a little bit more. I think this sneaker, shoe, slide, sandal, whatever you want to call it, sock thing, is amazing. The colors, super. The details on the sole, the fact that it's made with that CX Creator foam, which is this new, or CX foam, which is this new cushioning technology that Converse has developed and is super, super comfortable. It just represents Samuel Ross and a Coldwall's design language so well, because I feel like the brand is very spacey, very futuristic, but also very minimalistic and very held back. And while this shoe is quite wild, it's also got like a very minimalist side to it, if you know what I mean. Like, if you compare this shoe to the ISPA Road Warrior, for example, which is just as futuristic, but it's a very brutalistic, maximalistic, futuristic shoe. Whilst this one, in my opinion, is very minimalist, futuristic, which I really, really like, because I think sometimes it can get a little bit too much. Like, a futuristic aesthetic is already quite out there, and then when you add these really brutalistic, over-the-top design elements, it definitely looks cool, but sometimes wearing it, it becomes hard to pull off. So I feel like this shoe is a shoe that is a lot easier to wear, to style, to combine with stuff. And I'd love to see more colorways of this come out. I can definitely see this shoe getting a decent amount of love. I don't think it gets the love it deserves, probably because people look at it as like, okay, that looks like a ripoff, you know, not a ripoff, but like an inspiration or an homage to the Foam Runner. But for me, they're two very, very different shoes. And just as an appreciation of Samuel Ross's team and their design language and the continuous boundary pushing, I had to put this in my top three. But tell me, what do you think?
I actually cannot wait personally to see the Fabian Gorzlov fit picks in this shoe. Because, like, I need to see how you're going to style this, man. Because to me, it's, like, such a difficult shoe to style. Because it looks like it's got quite a bulky sole. And then this particular colorway, too, you have that, like, fluorescent orange sock with the navy blue or, like, a really dark blue upper of the shoe. Like, I'm like, I don't know how you're going to wear that. But I'm excited to see the fit picks, man. I like the shoe a lot. It's super futuristic. I know you keep saying Foam Runner, but, like, I don't know. I don't see the Foam Runner in this shoe. Like just the shape of it. It's got, like, such a, like, almost like a platform looking midsole. Like, it's a pretty raised midsole. So it doesn't really remind me of the Foam Runner so much. I don't know what it reminds me of, but I like it. It's like super well done. I think Cold Wall, they always kill it on their Converse collabs, and This is a really nice one. Yeah, I figured it would be in your top five.
If you take the sock out of it, right, then it's got like a bit of a, you know, it's got that 3D printed molded upper that is like a one piece kind of thing. It's got holes in it. So it's almost like a Foam Runner slide, which is cool. And I'm seeing right now that there's a triple black colorway coming out too, which looks very stealthy. But yeah, I'm also intrigued as to what I'm going to eventually wear it with. If the weather keeps it up in Italy and in Germany, then I will most likely be wearing short shorts and a t-shirt with it. But as it gets colder and the seasons change, I can imagine myself wearing like a baggy pair of jeans or baggy pair of cargo pants or something that like covers the sock part of it a little bit. I would say something similar that you would wear with a Foam Runner or maybe the Crocs Pollex, something that kind of covers the shoe so that it doesn't jump out at you too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes there's shoes that are very aggressive from a design standpoint and you want to make sure that you're not scaring people off. So you wear baggy pants, baggy whatever, to cover maybe like a third of it or a quarter of the shoe. So that's kind of what I'm imagining right now, but who knows? As soon as I figure it out, I will take pictures and I will post them online and you guys can roast me.
Yeah, we're excited, man. Okay, so my number three. So I went with the luxury vibes with this one. So my number three is the Gucci Adidas collab. This is on the Gazelle. All of them, man. No particular colorway. Like, all of them are dope. So luxury collabs, nothing new. They've been done many times by different brands. And personally, I feel like luxury collabs are pretty tough to get it right. Sometimes I feel like the designers end up doing way too much. Like, for example, like, I mean, there's so many examples. Like, for example, Martine Rose, I think, did like a Nike Air Marnock a couple of years ago, and it ended up looking like a blob, like just like, It looked for me like horrible. Like, I couldn't even like look at the shoe. and sometimes like these designer collabs are super underwhelming too. Like, I was really hyped, for example, for this Jacquemus and Nike collab, and then the shoes ended up being like super boring looking. Like no one's even talking about them. Like it looks like just any other ACG shoe. But this collab, however, this Gucci Adidas collab, I love it because both brands just stayed very true to themselves with this collab, and it's perfect. The Gazelles, they have never looked better than this collab. Like the colorways are great. The materials used also super nice. I just found out today actually that there's like a green colorway upcoming and a maroon colorway, which has like a velvet upper, and these look so good. Now I'm just like, which colorway do I get? Because I had my eyes dead set on this purple pair, which we'll be releasing on July the 7th. And I'm like, I don't care, man. I'm going to ball out. I know we're in a recession, but I'm going to cop me this Gucci, man. I'm going to get me that purple pair because I was just like, damn, that's fire. Yeah. But now this green pair with the velvet, damn, these look crazy too. So not sure anymore, but also really great timing with this release because I feel like Sambas and Gazelles right now are really having like a comeback moment, and perfect time, I think, for a really high profile collab. And just like everything about this collab, man, really well done, great execution. I love also all the marketing campaigning around this collab has been great. Yeah, it's one of the best Adidas collabs with the high fashion side. I was very underwhelmed with all the Prada stuff they did. But this Gucci collab, I think they killed it, man.
Definitely.
Look for me. Look for some fit picks in the purple one coming soon.
I mean, the purple one would be my pick as well. I mean, we've talked about it offline as well. It's probably the loudest pair, but also the most wearable in a way. Like, in a sense that, like, if you want to show that you're wearing Gucci Adidas, right, or Gucci Gazelles, then you have to go all out and get the loud pair. There's no point in getting the all-white pair, which looks like a normal pair of Gazelles, because then you might as well buy the Prada Adidas Superstar, right? So I think you're doing everything right, and I also cannot wait for you. I think these are great, like, with shorts as well, and maybe, like, some crew socks. I think it's a great collaboration.
Yeah, definitely, man. I it's going to be different for me. Like, I haven't really styled Sambas and Gazelles before, but I'm excited, man. I got the Wales Bonner. This Gucci one is going to be upcoming. So yeah, I'm pretty hyped, man. Pretty hyped for the release.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if it should be on this list because technically it's coming out July the 7th. So it didn't even make the cutoff, but I still included it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, if I cheated a little bit, then you can cheat too. And it was technically announced over a month ago, and parts of the collaboration have already dropped, parts of the collection. None of the shoes have dropped. The apparel has dropped, so I think you're all good there. And I think it's a good choice. Like you said, the two brands vibe a lot. It fits a lot better than Balenciaga Adidas or Prada Adidas. It even fits a little bit better than Dior Jordan, in my opinion. So, yeah, super great shoe. Good pick for three. My second placed shoe is a Salomon shoe. But it's probably not the one that you think it is. It is the End Clothing Salomon XT Wings 2 Sirocco, which is just a fantastic effort from End. I mean, shout out the End Collaborations team. Really love the work you're doing across sneakers, apparel, accessories. It feels like End always has really, really dope collaborations with really, really dope brands. Like, they just recently dropped a Mr. Porter collab. They've got collabs with, like, CP Company, and then now, obviously, Salomon. And the XT Wings 2 is a silhouette or a model that I would describe as a more aggressive XT6, if that makes sense. It almost feels like it's a more modern version, and it's a shoe that looks like it's moving forward in a way. And End has put this really beautiful Sirocco-inspired, like, dusty, like Moroccan kind of bricks and dust and sand, desert sand, colorway on this shoe. And I've seen it in person a couple times. When I was in Amsterdam, I saw it on the train. This guy was wearing them, and it just made me feel like, I missed out. Because when they first dropped, I was like, oh yeah, you know, XT Wings 2, not really my type of silhouette. But the more I look at it, the more I like it. And so that's why I have to include in my top two, because it's one of those like unexpected Salomon collaborations that maybe doesn't do super well, it's not all over social media all the time, but it's just such an on-point colorway that I have to tip my hat to it and say, you know what, this is a top two shoe of 2022 so far.
Bro, I'm not going to lie when I say this. Literally, while you were talking just now, I remembered how much I love this shoe because I was in London a few months ago and I walked by the end and I saw this shoe on the display right as you enter the store. And I had no idea what it was. I was just like, damn, those look amazing. What are those? I saw the Salomon logo on it too. I'm like, those are Salomons? No freaking way. Like, those are fire. And I didn't end up copying it. And I completely kind of forgot about the shoe after that. But literally just now while you were talking, I went on StockX and placed a bid.
Nice. Are they going for a lot over retail right now? I don't even know.
Actually, complete opposite. So my size right now, the lowest ask is only 140 euros.
Oh, that's so, not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. So I put in a bid for like 110. So yeah, man. These are fucking, oh man. Yeah, we can swear on this, right? It's our show.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, these are dope, man. These are so nice with the sand colorway, the beige. This is like right up my alley. And you're right. Like this model, the XC Wings 2, never really thought much of it before, but and it did an amazing job with this by putting the colorway on it, kind of giving it like a luxury type of vibe.
Dude,
yeah.
100%. Like
great, man. Great job.
I will be so happy if my raving about this shoe makes you buy it. Or like if you're able to get it for a good size, I would love that. It would make me so happy because it's a great shoe and I think more people should wear it. More people should have it. So fingers crossed that your bid gets accepted. But now let's hear your second placed shoe, your top two, please.
So my number two shoe, in the words of 50 Cent, the Jound 990s, man. The Jound 990, the olive colorway, the olive green colorway, the Jound V4 990s. For me, it's just all about the colorway, man. Gorgeous, gorgeous colorway. Sage green. You got these hits of cream on there. The N logo looking immaculate in that black, you know, whatever, like a dark gray. Beautiful colorway. Green, cream, black. It's like so aesthetically pleasing to look at. It's such a nice shoe. I ended up, this was like the most money I've spent on a shoe in a while. I've ended up paying resale for this. But I was happy with what I paid because they're going for way more now. And like for me, like this shoe is going to go down as like not only one of the best New Balance collabs this year, I think like one of the best New Balance collabs period. And for me, it's like Jound's best shoe that they've made so far. And they have like a wide roster of really, really great collabs with New Balance in the past. But this colorway on this silhouette, which is like my favorite, sorry, it wasn't a V4, by the way. I said V4 by mistake. I meant V3. The 990 V3 is for me one of the best New Balance models ever made. And Jound killed it with this colorway. And yeah, man, for me, it was either like I had a really hard time putting this either number one or two, but I eventually settled at two.
So, you know how I said at the beginning that we would have at least one overlap, right? I'm slightly gutted to tell you that I can't speak about this shoe that much at this point because it is my number one shoe of the first 6 months. I also have the Jound New Balance 990 V3. I thought
that's kind of cool, man, because we didn't talk about this list at all beforehand. So it's pretty cool that, and we were both talking about how like it was so difficult to come up with a list, and we both have the Jound pretty much at the top.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, man.
No, it makes me a little bit more excited, or even more excited, to find out what your number one shoe is, because you've basically said it all. An absolutely beautiful shoe to look at, a beautiful shoe to wear. Unfortunately, I don't have a pair, but they're all over Instagram all the time. All of the aggregators and the mood boards are reposting them. And you've got to admit, that kind of dark green, olive green kind of vibe, it just works so well with so many different things. The V3, we both agree, the best 990 of the series, at least so far. And honestly, this might be not Jaune's best shoe, I would say, but probably his most wearable shoe, because I think that the 990 V3 is more wearable than the 992, because the 992 is a little bit more bulky. But in my opinion, Jaune's 992 is his pinnacle. Like, their best designs or the best collaboration between New Balance and Jaune. But yeah, what can I say that you haven't said already? Beautiful shoe, super comfortable, great model, super colorway, quality, as far as I can tell from people who have had them, have talked about them, is on point. Yeah, that is my number one shoe. And I would say, maybe drum roll to your number one shoe. Let's see.
Dude, I never ever thought at the start of the year that this sneaker or even this brand would be in my top five, but here it is, man. My number one shoe so far, I had to think about it a lot, but I think it deserves the top spot. The Salomon ACS Pro Advanced. So that is my number one shoe. I don't have a particular colorway because, quite frankly, they have yet to make a disappointing colorway. Doesn't matter what colorway they throw on this model, it looks amazing. And we all know that, like, Salomon, historically, we've always looked at it as, like, that's the hiking brand. You know, you're going out in the woods, you need yourself a pair of Salomons. Instead, this sneaker, they brought it back from their archives. They did a bit of retooling. They made it, like, much more of, like, a street-inspired and more of, like, a lifestyle-looking shoe. And the end result, just amazing. I love it. It's, like, futuristic looking. It's also kind of retro looking. And it looks like, it almost gives me like a very high-end designer type of vibe, but at the same time, not. Like, it's like so many, I could use so many words to describe the shoe that sound like opposites, but it's like an all-in-one, like, it just looks great. I love it. And I personally have that vanilla ice colorway, which I think is the best colorway to release and the cleanest one, but it doesn't matter what you go for. Like, I could have put like three colorways from the shoe in my top five. That's how much I like this pair. Like, that goji berry colorway, super nice. There was also a gold and black colorway, which I thought was super fire. Yeah, man, I never thought I would have a Salomon in my top five, let alone my top one. But this was a brand that never really had much of hype before. And this year, every colorway of this model selling out in seconds. You know, like, that's how much people love this shoe. And it's the first time we've ever had this much attention on Salomon before. And it's all thanks to this shoe. The ACS Pro, I think, has really catapulted Salomon into like the mainstream sneaker discussion. And I mean, I also like it for other reasons. It's super comfortable on feet. And it's also perfect for the type of person who, you know, they're sick of seeing Dunks and Jordans and everyone rocking the same stuff. Buy yourself a pair of Salomons, really stand out, and you're probably going to get a lot of people asking you, what are those? I need those in my life. And that's how I felt when I started seeing pictures of the shoe. I'm like, damn, I got to cop this. And yeah, man, I feel like I've been talking a lot. But yeah, my number one shoe, the Salomon ACS Pro Advanced.
Yeah, so what I really like about this shoe, and I actually had this shoe on my top five for Oshun, which just shows you how much I actually appreciate this shoe as well, is that it was designed by Christian... No, I don't... No, this shoe was not designed by Christian Tresser, but it's based on a shoe from the early 2000s. I forget the name. I'm going to have to try and look it up, and I'll put it in the show notes. But this shoe is based off of a OG Salomon shoe that was designed by Christian Tresser, who is an absolutely legendary designer. He's designed for Adidas, he's designed for Salomon, obviously, he's designed for Nike, he designed the Nike Air Max 97, which, obviously, super iconic shoe. And what I really, really love, not just about the inspiration behind it and the fact that he was maybe not involved hands-on with this shoe, but that he laid the blueprint for the shoe, was that the original shoe also has that kind of semi-transparent lace cage or like side panel, whatever you want to call it. And that reminds me so much of Climacool shoes. And fun fact, back then, when this original version of the ACS Pro existed, Adidas actually owned Salomon, which is why Christian Tresser was also working on this shoe. And
oh, wow. That's a cool trivia fact.
Exactly. And so it explains why there's, you know, Climacool-inspired elements on this shoe and why you can see a little bit of an Adidas shoe in there as well, which I wore Climacool all the time growing up in Thailand, where it was like 36, 37 degrees Celsius every single day. Having a shoe that was breathable, light, comfortable, was of paramount importance. And the Climacool was one of my favorite shoes growing up. The fact that it is now reflected in the shoe from another brand that is doing so well 20 years later, for me, it's just like a neat little like ribbon that you tie on the beautiful box that is the Salomon ACS Pro Advance. So no arguments from me here. I love your top one. Very good choice. I agree with you. All colorways are fire, except for the recent L'Art de Automobile.
Automobile, yeah. I have that pair actually sitting in my house. And yeah, dude, it's even worse in person, I gotta say.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's inspired by cars and automobiles and motorbikes and whatever. So I get it from an inspiration point, but the colorway just doesn't do it for me. But that being said, again, different folks, different strokes. Somebody probably likes it. And if they do, they should cop it. In general, though, I think the underlying theme is that it's a great shoe and we're excited for more colorways, more collaborations, and yeah, what else the next 6 months brings.
Yeah, man. So I think overall, very happy with both our lists. Like, I think like we agree on a lot of stuff, and it's so funny, like our lists are so different than what we normally talk about, like in terms of like best sneakers. Like, it's always like some Nike, some like Yeezys, or like some New Balance stuff. And I feel like both of our lists had quite a bit of like different, like a very different flavor this time around. So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. No, I think super diverse and just shows like how different we are in terms of what we like, what we wear. And I'm just super happy that my prediction at the beginning of this episode came true. I said that we would have one overlap and we did. So shout out to myself, pat myself on the back. You already know. But yeah, that's it. That wraps up our top five each of the year so far. Let's see if any of these shoes make it into the final list or the final year's list. Could be that there's so much fire. I mean,
there's some crazy fire on the way. So
yeah,
like the second half of the year looking much stronger than the first.
I agree.
Our list might be completely different by the end of the year. But yeah, man. We'll quickly talk about some upcoming drops. Not a whole lot coming out in the next couple of weeks. So just very quickly, on June the 30th, we're going to be seeing the Jordan 1 Low. It's officially being called the Mystic Navy, but you might as well call it the Jordan 1 Low Royal because it's the exact same colorway and a low top OG form. This is actually my favorite colorway ever on a Jordan 1, the Royals. So it's nice to see it on a low top. I think it looks fire, and the leather actually looks pretty amazing on it. And then we got on June the 30th, the re-release of the Foam Runner Sand colorway, which is a lot of people, myself included, the favorite colorway of the foams. And it looks like it's only going to be a US release, however, this re-release. So sorry to EU gang. What else? We got also in the States on July the 2nd, there's going to be two more Jordans dropping that have already dropped in EU. One is the Jordan 1 High Stage Haze, and then we got the Jordan 1 Low OG in the bleached coral colorway, both really nice summertime shoes. If you guys want some early reviews of these shoes, all my American viewers, make sure you check out my channel. What else do we got? I think that's pretty much. Oh, one more to quickly mention: July the 7th, the shoe that was in my top five, the Adidas Gucci collab, will be dropping on July the 7th. A lot of colorways dropping that day on the Confirmed app and probably the Gucci website as well. So make sure you check that out. Did I miss any other drops?
Now there's the St. Paddy's Day Nike SB Dunk Low coming on June 29th in Europe. I believe that it dropped already in the US, so this might just be a delayed release. Super nice colorway. And yeah, if you're into dunks or still into dunks, this is definitely one to pick up. I really, really love the green suede on it and the little four-leaf clover, I think in gold on the heel. But other than that, no, there's nothing that you missed. I think we've rounded up pretty well. Some good stuff out there. It's some good heat. It's just that there's not like a whole lot coming out.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Once again, hit us up on Instagram. Let us know if you agree with our top five. And thank you once again for listening. If you haven't already done so, go on Spotify, go on Apple Music, give us a 5-star review. It really does help us out. Thank you for everyone that has reviewed and rated us on either of these platforms. Much appreciated. And thank you guys. We will catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Thanks for listening. Super fun episode. And see you guys next time.